To all of our mothers present, happy Mother's Day, ladies. I'll have a blessing at the end of the Mass for all of you. I didn't devote my homily to Mother's Day or the theme of mothers. I want to speak on Our Lady of Fatima instead. But I do offer this piece of encouragement. You're not going to find it in Scripture or even the Catechism. But I do think it's true. Moms, for a mom who has faith like all of you do, if all you do is offer up your lack of sleep, you will go to heaven. I mean that pretty seriously. I think the most common choice humanity makes, the most common Christ-like choice humanity makes, is a mom serving without enough sleep. It's where you are Jesus to the world. A mom who's able to integrate that, to see she's with Jesus there. And these are choices that are just not human, but tied up in our salvation, I think, brings something profound into their own life and into their life of their family. Now on to the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the apparitions of the Blessed Mother in Fatima. This week I have had to fight regret for never going to Fatima. The 4 years I lived in Europe, I wish I would have. Somehow I found time to go to Munich, Germany several times for Oktoberfest, but I didn't get to Fatima, and now I regret it. Everyone, for my homily, I'm hoping to accomplish two things: to get our hearts to stand in grateful wonder at the events that occurred in 1917 in Fatima, Portugal, because of our Blessed Mother. And then two, to get our hearts to stand in willing faith, ready faith, to accept, to claim, and to live as our own, the message of Fatima. Because that message is still appropriate and needed and fitting today. Historical context is 1917. We're in the throes of World War I. The world was consumed with this terrible war. 37 million people killed. Communism was beginning to be established and take hold in Russia. This whole godless movement. Red October, as you know, is October 1917. The same month, Mary appears with her last apparition with these wonderful, extraordinary events. Benedict XV, the bishop, or the pope at the time, on May 5th, 1917, wrote a pastoral letter asking all the faithful to beg the Mother of God to put an end to this war. And 8 days later, heaven responded. And heaven responded with the Blessed Mother appearing to those three little children. From littlest to oldest, Saint Jacinta, Pope Francis just canonized Saint Jacinta Marto and her older brother, Saint Francisco Marto. She was 7, he was 9. And then their cousin, Saint Lucia. Saints Jacinta and Francisco are now the youngest canonized saints in 2,000 years of the history of our church who aren't martyrs. She appeared to them on May 13th, 1917, and said, come back to this same place on this same day in this same hour for the next 6 months, June 13th, July 13th, August 13th, September 13th, October 13th. They did every month, except in August they were kidnapped, threatened to death if they didn't change their story. But they stayed true, and Mary appeared to him on August 19th. They were illiterate. They were unknown the way Mary of Nazareth was unknown. They were insignificant the way Mary of Nazareth was insignificant. And they were chosen by heaven to be the instruments to bring this war to an end. When Mary appeared, listen to these beautiful details. When Mary appeared to them, she was 5 feet from them. Could almost touch her. Lucia, who lived to be in her 90s, could see her, could hear her, and could speak to her. Jacinta could see her and hear her, but couldn't speak to her. And Francisco could only see her, but not hear her or speak to her. And in that first two apparitions, amongst other things, Mary told them that they're all going to go to heaven. And she predicted, and she said, and you, Jacinta, and you, Francisco, are going to be with me in heaven soon. Jacinta died at the age of 9. Francisco at the age of 10. And in that first apparition, she said, you're all three going to go to heaven, but Francisco, the boy, will only go to heaven after praying many rosaries. I think this has something to do with the fact that he couldn't hear her, and his sister and his female cousin were pulling a prank on him. Like girls do to us innocent brothers. If I was Francisco, I would have said, are you sure she didn't say, I won't go to heaven until you two pray a lot of rosaries for me? But that's what she said. As I said, they were illiterate. And this is who she chose. They were so unprepared for this sort of thing. When she spoke to them about Russia, they thought she was talking about their neighbor's mule. I'm not going to go through the apparitions. Just that the last one ended on October 13th with these extraordinary events that converted the most hardened of skeptics. 70,000 people were present. You can check out the details. But I want to talk to you about the basic message of Fatima, as I understand it and see it, dear people. The first message is this, that we all need to take to heart, and the Blessed Mother has done this throughout the centuries, from Our Lady of Guadalupe to Our Lady of Lourdes to Our Lady of Fatima. And she shows this, dear people, she shows this, no matter how insignificant, no matter how unknown, no matter how little influence, no matter how unimportant, no matter how uneducated, a heart that obeys God can change the world. Mary of Nazareth was totally unknown, and in some room all by herself, she made a choice to obey God, and it changed the world. This obedience that brings so much good into the world. In fact, on this first apparition, when Mary appeared, they didn't know who she was, and they got scared, as all of us would. And Mary's first words were, don't be afraid, I'm not going to hurt you, I'm not going to harm you. And then Lucia says, Lady, where are you from? Mary said, I'm from heaven. And now listen to what obedience sounds like. Once she heard, I'm from heaven, Lucia's first question was, what do you ask of me? What do you ask of me? A heart that stands before God with that attitude changes the world. What do you ask of me? Lastly, her most common message in every apparition was this: we end wars, we bring peace through prayer and repentance. You want to bring peace to a marriage, peace to a family, peace to a country? It's through personal repentance and prayer, not through control, not through force. That's the Bolshevik revolution. God brings peace that way, in a helpless place where all I can do is let God get his way. By an obedient, trusting heart. And in particular, the most concrete thing she said, I think every time, except maybe once, was prayer taking the form of praying the rosary daily. Praying the rosary daily. It's a heck of a commitment. I've been trying to do it since February. To pray the rosary daily. Everyone, so let us take that to heart. Where are we little dependent and in need? We're in that place of beautiful obedience for him to do great things. And then are we willing to enter into prayer and penance to cause change in the world in which we live?